T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am with Chief Stephen Preisch of the Lockport Police Department. Chief Preisch, first off, please tell us what exactly happened last night.
Well, we received a 911 call at about 11:43 from a woman asking for assistance for a party that was not acting like themselves, and they felt that it was due to medication, that they were having some type of interaction or negative reaction to some medication. So we did send a police officer and an ambulance to the residence. The police officer was the first to arrive. And now this is preliminary because there's a lot of information. There's a lot of people to talk to. The first officer, the party was incoherent at one point. We believe he made a comment about having to go inside to get a firearm. The officer at that point decided that he needed to close the distance and make contact to prevent that from occurring, which resulted in the start of a physical altercation. Additional units arrived, totaling there were, I think, 4 Lockport cars as well as 4 cars from the Niagara County Sheriff's Office. After restraining the individual, it was described to me that he started having a medical distress, at which time they were waiting for the ambulance to arrive. He was put into the ambulance and transported to Lockport Hospital. 2 of the officers involved actually assisted performing CPR, chest compressions, on the way to the hospital. Unfortunately, after treatment at the hospital, he did not respond and was pronounced deceased overnight. There were 3 officers that suffered minor injuries in the incident. They were treated and released. They've been placed on an administrative leave, which is protocol for our department policy, and the investigation is ongoing. I will say right from the beginning that the Niagara County District Attorney's Office was contacted. They were involved right from the beginning, as well as the Attorney General's Office, which is protocol for something like this. They also responded and are running, a parallel investigation to ensure that transparency and everything is being done appropriately. In addition, we did request some further assistance from the Niagara Falls Police Department for photography and evidence collection. At the scene, there was a knife recovered, as well as some prescription medication. Again, it is an ongoing investigation. We are cooperating. We're doing everything that we can to be as transparent and open as possible to everybody involved. But we do have the integrity of an investigation, and we are trying to make sure we have all the facts before we come to a conclusion. Some of those things are going to be dictated by the medical examiner and toxicology report that we have no control over. It could take some time before we have all the evidence to put all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Chief, do you have the identity of the person who died?
We do. He was 39 years of age. The name was Troy Hodge, and he is a resident of Lockport.
Was there any word on what the medication he was on was for?
I don't have all that right now, and honestly, I'm not comfortable releasing all that until I have all the facts, because I don't know enough to say for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the officers who were injured, was that was they were trying to restrain Mr. Hodge?
It was during the altercation. The events that they were injured.
In general terms, when something like this is investigated, how long does it usually take, in general terms, for results to come back?
You know what? I don't know. I don't have that type of power. I mean, this is not bad. Trust me, I want the answers just as bad as the family, just as bad as the officers. I mean, this was an outcome that nobody wanted. It did happen, but this is something our officers are going to be impacted for the rest of their lives. So this is something we take very serious. The fact that we do use an independent, person like Erie County Medical Examiner and they do that stuff, I think it helps when it comes to being transparent and having everything done. You know, the downside is we don't have control over those agencies and that their timetables. And that's not always a bad thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.